Hello, welcome to the award-winning fucking gutter, innit? It's December the 29th, the window slams, wrenches open in 2-3 days' time. And I'm not filled with optimism that shit is going to happen for Liverpool this window. January's never a great time, isn't it? I mean, signing 2 Jarg centre-halves at the end of the last January window didn't make it a January, in my estimation. I'm not expecting a great deal this time. But we can look ahead to the summer a bit more, I think. I'm recording this in the wake of the disaster that was Leicester yesterday. And I'm nursing a bit of a hangover as well, because that was a long fucking day of graft on behalf of the Reds. And I feel like they owe me. I feel like John Henry owes me. I feel like a transfer is imminent. That's the only thing that could lift me from my funk. And to help lift me from my funk, Kevin Walsh, Michael Kearney and Joshua Sexton, to give them their full fucking titles. Kev, before we came on, I said, this is going to be graft. Because the links are not coming thick and fast, really, if truth be told.
That's one reason it's going to be graft. And the other reason it's going to be graft is because John Henry is one tight twat. let's just have that out there.
Yeah, you go and testify, Kev. You can say what you've got to say. Get off your chest, man.
We all love transfers. We all love the players we've already got. We'd love the players we've already got to play for us forever and win us leagues forever. Footy just does not work like that. we've got a massively talented squad, but you've got to be supplementing it over a long period. You can't just do what we look like we're going to try and do now and have like wholesale changes and expect it all to work. It's a bit reactionary because of that performance yesterday, but fuck me, we are in real danger of this unbelievable squad only coming away with 2 big pots. Now, I'm not saying we can't win the European Cup this year. We really can, but it's a hard competition to win. And if we don't win that this year, then the year after that's going to be, it's Klopp re-signing, is he not? We haven't signed our best striker up yet to a new contract at the end of this season. If he hasn't signed up, where are we then? Or, I don't know. I'm not feeling great about this January transfer window, Rob. I'll tell you that for nothing.